אתם מאזינים לראיון עם הגיטריסט סטיב הקט. הראיון פורסם ב-4 במאי 2012 בעיתון עכבר העיר תל אביב. מראיין חן רותם, סגול 59. תהנו.
I've been listening to your music for like the best part of 30 years now.
Really? That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. I have to say that on a personal note that Selling England by the Pound was one of the first records I ever bought.
Really? Well, that's one of my favorite Genesis albums. It's probably my favorite.
It should be.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to ask you this for starters.
Okay.
You seem to travel a lot around the world, and it does show in your music. Have you ever been to Israel before as a tourist or?
I've never been to Israel before. No, it's the first time, so I'm looking forward to it.
Great. You play a lot all over the world and like for many years, and it can wear out like any musician. How do you keep in shape, take care of your hearing and your playing skills, and don't let it wear you down?
Well, I think when I'm playing live, taking care of my hearing, it's I don't use in-ear monitors. I've noticed that a lot of people who have in-ear monitors, suddenly it can get very loud, and it's very difficult to control that. I think a lot of drummers have hearing damage because of that, you know, the need to play very loud and with a click that needs to be louder than the drums at times. You know, it can sometimes, even if it's just a metronome, you know, it can even a metronome can deafen you. So I use amps and I play them quite loud, but I don't play them so loud that it kills me. You know, the volume at a concert is actually dictated by the guys mixing sound out front. So on stage, it might be less loud than what people are hearing in the audience. Sometimes from the stage, people are just creating silence and just hearing themselves in their own in-ear monitors. So that's an issue there.
And mentally, physically, the whole touring
mentally,
thing?
Mentally, physically. Well, I try and get exercise when I can, but I've been so very busy in recent times that just to get time to go for a walk can be it can be an absolute pleasure, an absolute joy. So usually I don't smoke, and I don't drink. I occasionally have a small glass of wine, really just maybe once every few days. Yeah. But in the main, you know, I don't have the problems of drug or drink that other musicians do. So I'm probably healthier than most, but you know, I try and get as much out of myself as I can, given physical limitations, of course.
Yeah. How does it feel knowing that after such a long career, which is still going strong, most of like the common folk, the people, associate you with the 7 years that you spend with Genesis? Is it flattering or is it a burden on you?
Well, actually, the way I see it is I'm actually re-recording some Genesis material right now. And I'm probably going to play some of this live at some point. I'm probably going to do a Genesis show at some point. Yeah. But so I think the answer is to embrace the past rather than to reject it. I don't think there's any point when something which is as much loved as the stuff we did in Genesis from my time, which was from 71 to 77, I don't think there's any point drawing the distinction anymore. You know, I was Genesis. Genesis was me. We were each other. You know, we were. We had a hand in everything that everyone did. I gave it those years of my life when I was in my 20s, and I'm still very proud of those songs. I think they were very good. There was a lot of very strong stuff there.
There's a question that a fan urged me to ask you. He said that a few years ago there was an initiative to reunite Genesis in like the most successful incarnation of it, and rumor has it that you were positive about it, But Peter Gabriel was not so interested. Would you like to care to comment about that?
Well, as far as I can see, you know, there was an idea to try and approach all of us to play together, and there was also an idea of doing Lamb Lies Down on Broadway as a musical. I think the problem is when you get a group together that hasn't worked together for over 30 years, you know, what tends to happen is everyone has a different idea about what should happen. So I tried to be positive about all aspects of it, and I said, look, I'd be happy. I don't mind, you know, if it's turned into a musical just, or
some people want to do new stuff, some people just want to do the old stuff and stuff, things like that.
Well, we didn't even get that far. We were talking about doing Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, and I said, if you'd like me to do it, I'll do it. But I think Pete didn't feel like doing that for his own reasons. And although we all met up in Scotland, what happened was the version of Genesis that was the 80s version reformed to do a tour. But I was always open to the idea. I've always said, you know, if you need me, just call me. And that's been my attitude. Meanwhile, I get on with the rest of my life. Where, you know, sometimes I've done albums which have been rock albums, sometimes they've been classical, sometimes, you know, on one album I played six pieces of Bach and the nylon guitar. I'm very open to, you know, all kinds of music. I work with so many different people in so many different ways. The most famous thing I've done, obviously, was Genesis, but equally I've worked with masses of gifted people and played some exquisite music by classical composers, and I worked with some jazz fusion people, and I think what happens is it's the attention span of the media will alight on one area, and you know, that the focus will be on that more than anything else. But it's a bit like how to describe it? It's a bit like having a celebrated childhood in a way. You know, so all the things that I've done since, and I know that in terms of writing songs and in terms of playing, it takes a lifetime, I think, to expand those skills to the optimum level. And as I say, it was part of what I did. And I'm a very proud part of what I did at that time, and I'm trying to recreate the past for people in part. And with my band, we play maybe about one third of the set is Genesis things. So you know, we take the idea that nostalgia is equally valid as presenting new things.
Because basically it's good music, and it doesn't matter, I mean, the time.
Yeah, at the end of the day, good music is good music, and if it produces an emotional response, I can experiment in the studio.
From my point of view, you're the one of the most versatile guitarists on earth. I mean, you play progressive, classical, folk, blues, hard rock. Where do you get inspiration from all the time? I mean, I've listened to the Beyond the Shrouded Horizon. I mean, the style changes on every track. So, where do you go for inspiration? Where do you go to for inspiration?
Well, I listen to a lot of different kinds of music. I also find reading is part of the inspiration. I think traveling is part of the inspiration. Working with the people I'm currently working with too is very inspiring. My wife Jo and Roger King, a keyboard player, we worked very, very well together, I think, and we explored many different kinds of things. Also, I think the band are very inspiring, and they're all friends. So, you know, everywhere I look on the stage, I get a smile from somebody, and that's also an important thing for me, to work with friends in a non-competitive way, and if they ask me to play on anything of theirs, you know, I'm always happy. You know, if I'm working with someone else, and it's their album, I just want to make them happy.
Yeah, so it's not on your shoulders. You don't have anything to prove.
No, I don't think there's anything to prove. I think music is its own reward, it's its own currency. Yeah. It goes way beyond money. It's the oxygen I breathe.
Yeah.
It's food for the soul, and it's part of this life, and who knows what's before it and after it, you know. But I feel that if there's music, I'll always be a part of it.
I heard it all from you until when the blues album came out. I said, oh my god, you know, he's got more tricks in his bag than I thought. You know.
Yeah, when the blues album came out, that's a one-off in a blues style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up
listening to blues. It's where all the developments happened. With the electric guitar.
Yeah.
It happened in the blues, when guitar started to develop sonically and started to become more than just a percussion instrument. In the hands of some of the very gifted blues players, it became a voice. And so I will always be grateful to the blues for that. You know, this very open form with minimum form, but maximum spirit.
Maximum expression.
Maximum expression, yes, absolutely.
Do you hear nowadays, like in current time, do you hear guitar players that you think are worthy or that you think that are extremely good, stand out among the rest? Like nowadays?
Yes, I think there are some fabulously good guitarists around these days. Some of them are working in the progressive area, and some of them are working outside of that. I hear great musicians all the time because I'm always going to concerts and always hearing them. So I think there are a lot of great players. Young and old.
What's on your playlist these days? Do you listen to new music? Listen to current music? When you're just by yourself, what are you listening to at home?
At home, I would say I listen to basically everything. Mm-hmm. I listen to everything once. And I seem to have a kind of musical memory that. From one phrase, I can usually tell where
it's going.
Whether I'm going to like the rest of it. I always think when I hear a player, I can tell from one note, the sound of one note, whether I'm going to like, you know, the rest of what they're doing. It's a funny thing, that, isn't it? You know, you can tell if someone's got it under control. You can tell it from the one little tiny bit.
One before last question. How did it feel to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple of years ago?
It's a very strange thing because I think on one level, you know, it's a huge honor. On another level, you feel as though you're joining the museum.
The dinosaurs.
it's part of what I did. I showed up on the night, and very nice to be celebrated. But it's I think for musicians, it's always a case of what are we going to do tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, it's not even a case of your last hit. It's what are you going to play? Yeah. What are you going to play tomorrow?
I'm not done yet. I'm not finished yet. Right? Yeah.
Sorry?
That kind of feeling that I'm not done yet. I got stuff to do.
That's right. No, I always feel I'm just starting out. So don't stick me in the museum yet.
Yeah.
I'm just starting. I always have that feeling of just starting.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, not the whole band was present, right? If I remember correctly.
I think it's most of us, I think.
Okay. So the last one is... what are you going to play in Tel Aviv? What are you going to play? What type of show? What can we expect?
Well, it's a show that dates right back from now. We look back as far as 1971,
mm-hmm.
Or probably 1972, actually, to be more accurate. Mm-hmm. There might be something from 71,
mm-hmm.
But it's looking back over the past 40 years,
uh-huh.
And there's a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
It's one third is new stuff. One third is older stuff of my own,
like, with my various bands. Acolyte, and Spectrum.
Yes, some of that,
uh-huh.
and also. One third of Genesis material, so uh-huh. things that I wrote,
yeah.
when I was in Genesis,
yeah.
or that I was heavily involved with in some shape or form, so
yeah.
things that are either written by me or co-written,
yeah.
and there are many more things I could do of Genesis that I was the sole author of, but I'm not
yeah.
doing that, so
yeah.
it's I'm choosing the best, I think, of the best. Songs that let's just say the thing that concerns me most of all with musicians is authenticity.
Yeah.
I always think I'd rather have authenticity rather than originality.
Yeah.
I want energy and honesty and authenticity. I want them to really feel what they're playing. So
yeah.
I think you can tell the difference when someone is really either going through the motions or they're really feeling it,
yeah.
you know, that
yeah.
kind of
So anyway, a lot of yeah, fans are like anxiously waiting to see you, and it was a pleasure to talk
to
you.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm sure you'll have a great time here. You'll have a great time, great fans,
so.
Great
Thank
crowd.
You. Thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Bye.